Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa. Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across country and around the globe here on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio as well. We stream it at sportsbyline.com and around the globe on AFN. That's American Forces Network. I am Marty Terrell. Tyler Levine will join us. Dom Jimenez is locked and loaded, ready to go in San Francisco. He'll join us in the final third of the show with maybe a little talk about his experience last night at Oracle. Giants and Blue Jays, a lot of afternoon baseball, and right here at the top, the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, they're the lead in my world today. No go to no nose, second time this year. We'll explain. And then Jaylen Brown and the Celtics. I didn't realize this, but his rift with Nike just went to a whole nother level. That and USA Basketball, Grant Hill, as Kawhi Leonard begged off the U.S. team due to injury or for whatever reason, and the replacement is not Jaylen Brown, it's Derek White of the Boston Celtics. You can argue, hey, Derek White's a worthy player, but not when they come out and say we want the 12 best basketball players this side of the globe, because Jaylen Brown's one of them. So here we go. And he's been critical of Nike and came back to bite him in the rear end. Without a doubt, but I don't know. I can't kill Grant Hill. I'm a big Grant Hill. Well, not a big Grant Hill guy. I don't even walk out. He's not Charles Barkley, but Grant Hill, I mean, does nice work on CBS. You know, smart guy, Duke educated, dad Calvin Hill, Yale, NFL player, nice family. Grant Hill's never really been in the middle of a mess, but this is like Caitlin Clark on the women's side. Caitlin Clark, for whatever reason, not going to be on the women's team, which is a disgrace, and Jaylen Brown, being left off is a disgrace, and they just threw a little more salt on the wound to get the message across, in my opinion, by naming his Celtic teammate Derek White. So, soccer nuttiness in Charlotte last night. We ramp up for two championships over the weekend. We're going to get a Copa champion. We're going to get a Euro 2024 champion. Soccer front and center, without a doubt. I'm Marty Terrell. We're rolling along here, getting it started. Tyler Levine will get it going here. A Thursday into a Friday here on Sports Overnight America.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Hey, Rocket Mortgage, with $10,000 down on the closing costs on your new mortgage, home, condominium, whatever it may be, rocketmortgage.com. Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America, into the night and into the overnight, and glad you're on board, and thanks for taking time out of your busy night to do such. Let's get him in here, Tyler Levine. Lots to talk about, so we'll keep him on for a couple segments here today. Tyler, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Good. Let's start. There's so many things here. I mean, I got a laundry list of things, but I want to go because I didn't see it, only heard about it. But a mess in Charlotte, North Carolina last night. Let's start right there in that soccer game between Colombia and Uruguay, however you want to pronounce it. Let's hear what was it all about. And when you see players go into the stands, you know, the first thing I think of is the palace and the malice at the palace back a long time ago, 20-some-odd years. Ron Artest, that whole mess in Detroit between the Pistons and the Indiana Pacers. Bring us up to speed on that disaster last night in Charlotte. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that this is now the focus of what went on last night and not the game, or, you know, the fact that Columbia took a 1-0 lead into halftime, going down a man and, you know, held out for the entirety of the game and pulling out a 1-0 win, with only 10 guys on the pitch. And, you know, instead of talking about how amazing that is and how impressive that is, people aren't even talking about the actual game. They're talking about what transpired afterwards, where, from my understanding, Colombian fans were, you know, throwing things and saying stuff to the Uruguay fan base. I believe there are family members of the players in that portion of the crowd and everything. And look, I get it, wanting to defend your family and yada yada, whatever it is. But I mean, this is inexcusable. I mean, you have players throwing punches. And, you know, what I'm thinking when I'm looking at that is, where's the coach in all of this? Where are the captains saying, get the hell out of the stands? What are we doing here? This is absolutely asinine. And, you know, what I look back to even prior to the malice at the palace, if we're keeping it related to soccer, is Eric Cantona playing for Manchester United in 1995. You know, with this being said, he did full-blown karate kick, drop kick somebody in the chest in the stands and, you know, served a 9-month ban. But these players should be very concerned with what's going to come out of this, because it doesn't really matter what the fans were doing to one another. Like, calling it for what it is and calling a spade, when FIFA looks into this and ultimately decides what the punishments are going to be, they're not going to say, oh, well, you know, this guy threw something at this guy's family member, so, yeah, it's cool that Darwin Nunez jumped into the stands and started throwing punches and everything. That's not what's going to be said here. And, you know, you have to think that if Uruguay won this game, or it, you know, was a different result where it went into penalty kicks or whatever it might have been, this wouldn't be happening. You know, what I'm seeing here is a team that lost and is frustrated that they lost. And Darwin Nunez had plenty of chances to score and failed to do so. And it doesn't surprise me that he's one of the guys jumping in the stands. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, 100%. Yep.
Yeah, if he has a hat trick that night and they lose 4-3, you think he's jumping in the stands? No, I think that he was frustrated that he sucked, frustrated that he missed a ton of chances, like he always does, calling it for what it is. And, you know, things boiled over into the stands. And, like, I don't want to hear from the Uruguay players, oh, you know, our families are, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, come on. You know, this is the world that you live in. You know, this is not something new to this game. Fans are crazy. They say crazy things. They do crazy things. That doesn't give you an excuse to jump into the stands and, you know, start throwing punches and kicking people and everything. You're a professional, and you need to act like that. And I will say that this is also a huge ball being dropped on security's end. This can't be happening. The security at this facility, at this game, really dropped the ball in allowing this to happen. And, you know, it goes back to what I was saying just a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the atmosphere overseas and, you know, why home and away fans are not allowed to sit in the same section, because stuff like this happens, because this is life or death for them. And obviously it's just a very confusing landscape for me. I'm just absolutely shocked at the captains and at the coaching staff of Uruguay to put their players in a position like that, because thinking about it from this perspective as well, obviously, you know, there's a lot of precautions that people go through to get into games in terms of, you know, not having weapons or anything like that, but this is dangerous as well. I mean, you know, if these fans decide to jump on top of a guy, like, who knows? You can have a broken leg, broken bones, facial reconstruction. You know, you never know. And, like, it's insane that these guys who are making all this money and have so much on the line in terms of their professional careers, that they're jumping into the stands and engaging with fans in a physical manner. Like, that is insane to me. Insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. We've seen it before. Mike Milbury of the Bruins went into the stands at Madison Square Garden. The fans in the upper reaches of Madison Square Garden in the Blues, they call them, those seats up there, you don't want to go up there. I mean, Mad Dog Russo, a talk show host, went up there, had beer thrown in his face. We've seen it at Fenway. I've been to a million events. You see it. The fans are idiots. You got to know that going in. It's just a horrible job. But let's move on. There is so much to get into. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, I don't get it. You know, I understand you got a beautiful prize in Paul Skeens, outstanding pitcher, LSU, California kid. He's great. Two no-hitters this year in the seventh. They yank them both time on a 99-pitch count today against Milwaukee. I mean, the fans get robbed again. I am so sick and tired of pitch counts. It makes my head hurt. Give me a quick take on this. We'll save Jaylen Brown, and we're going to get back to soccer late in segment number two to preview both the title tilts on the weekend. But, hey, you know, they just – pitch counts, it is what it is. They point out Steven Strasburg blew out his arm with the Washington Nationals. I don't know. I think, honestly, that pitchers and players are pampered so much today, it's no wonder they get hurt so much. I think it has a reverse effect. Give me a quick take.
Yeah, it's so dumb. It's just so, so beyond stupid. I mean, the kid, like, how are you going to deprive? Because I know for a fact that he would want to have stayed in this game. There's no way that he's saying, oh, I'm at my 99th pitch. Like, I want to come out to be safe and preserve my arm. Like, no, come on. What are we talking about here? Let the kid go for a chance at history. I mean, in his first season, he's breaking all these records. Why pull him out of the game? Like, what is the point of that? Sure, okay, protect him from injuries down the line. I hate to break it to them, but, like, if the guy's going to tear a ligament in his elbow, he's going to tear a ligament in his elbow. Like, saving the extra, you know, handful of pitches, it's not like he was at 130. Like, he was at 99. Like, that's... It's insane to me. I don't know what they're doing. The second time they've done this year, I mean, at what point is the kid just going to be like, screw you, dude, I want to stay out here and try and get some history made. Like, I want to throw a no-hitter. This is the achievement of a lifetime, obviously outside of a perfect game, for these guys. And you're taking that away from him to preserve him. It's not like he's been in the league for 5 years. And I get the perspective. I'm empathetic towards You want to preserve this absolute stud that you have for as long as you possibly can. But, like, is this really the way to do that? I don't think so.
I don't either, and I'll reference it again. Back in the, and again, I sound like the old, you know, I sound like my parents did a million years ago. Well, back in our day, look at Steve Carlton. I'm throwing out names here that no one's going to, well, not no one, but Steve Carlton had in one season, I want to say, upwards of 20 complete games. We haven't seen 20 complete games combined in an, I would say, a Major League Baseball season. It's just, you know, we have closers starting games. You know, La Russa started this back in 88. It makes my head hurt. Out in Oakland, he did it, and it was successful. You know, the 7-2-1, six out of the starter, two out of the setup guy, one out of the closer. I get it. I hate it. But look at that. That's the way they do it. But it makes me crazy. It makes me crazy. This guy could have two no-hitters, but that's the way it goes. All right. Stay right there. Jaylen Brown. Derek White, you know, the Celtics a month removed from, you know, 18th World Championship. You know, Jaylen Brown, great, great season, unbelievable. Eastern Conference MVP, NBA Finals MVP. When it comes to the Olympic men's and women's team in this country, stateside, United States, man, is it political. And I know it's an election year, but this is, again, another disgrace. And, again, if you came in looking for positivity, we try. We try. I hate going down into the trenches with this stuff, but it's a disgrace. And Grant Hill's better than this. USA Basketball is better than this. Derek White's a great player, but he's not better than Jaylen Brown. And, you know, now it's just a mess. And it's all because Jaylen Brown had things to say that Nike didn't like. And now Nike is, you know, just, you know, they got the swoosh, baby. And that powerful swoosh, you see it everywhere. They are, Phil Knight and Nike are powerful. We're coming back with more on Sports Byline. Who stole my girl from me?
Yeah. Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
We're talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way as we went into break. Kawhi Leonard out off the Olympic team due to a supposed injury. And that guy's always hurt. Always hurt. And a great talent. But, yeah, USA Basketball, Grant Hill, Coach Steve Kerr. Grant Hill is part owner of the Atlanta Hawks. Steve Kerr is the coach, excellent coach, Golden State Warriors, and they decide Derek White of the Celtics instead of Jaylen Brown. I mean, just on the surface, I mean, a neophyte, new to the game NBA fan could figure this one out. There's a motivation here. Derek White's not a better player than Jaylen Brown. And if the goal is to get the 12 best teams on your squad, they've failed and failed miserably, Tyler. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one because normally in a situation like this where a team is very offensively gifted, you know, you would think that a decision like this could be made on behalf of, you know, one guy being a really strong defensive player. But Jaylen Brown is pretty solid on the defensive end as well. So it's a bit confusing for me. And you know, that's really what this is for me and why it's so difficult to understand is that, like, Jaylen Brown is obviously a significantly better player than Derek White. And I'm trying to grasp, you know, outside of just the political reasoning, like why in anyone's right mind, you know, this would be the decision that they make. And, you know, the only real thing that I can think about is that they just feel as though as an organization that Derek White is more of a glue guy and is okay not necessarily having to be somebody who takes the shots, whereas Jaylen Brown, and I think that it's pretty safe to say, and I don't mean this in a bad way, that he has a bit more of an ego. And, of course, all of these guys have egos. It's why they're as great as they are. But, you know, that might be the only thing that I can really think of that would be outside of this, you know, the political agenda of, you know, Nike not being happy of, you know, certain things that he said in the past, you know, being why he's not on this team. But, you know, that's really the only possible thing that I can think of. And even that is just, like, it's a stretch for me. You just have to think that this is beyond the basketball court, and that's unfortunate, and it's crazy to me. I don't know how you feel about this, but it's like I feel like we just keep having these conversations about things that are like not about the actual game, and we keep having these discussions about these decisions that these organizations or these leagues are making, and it's just taking away from what we want to actually be talking about, which is the game itself, or you know, the games in themselves, or in respect to all these different sports. I mean, we saw it with the U.S. Women's basketball team leaving Caitlin Clark off the roster. Now we're talking about it here with Jaylen Brown. It's like, what the hell is going on here? Like, it seems as though like the average American who just watched sports could like make better decisions than these people. And I don't know like what in what room are they sitting in, and you know who's having these conversations. Like, I wish I was in the room and I could be like, are you guys all nuts? Like, what are you thinking? Like, exactly. Are you all really saying this? Like, come on, what are we doing here? It's just so insane to me. The guy just won a championship, was the finals MVP, has been a fantastic asset to his organization, has shown that he's good playing with other guys that are considered superstars in his relationship with Tatum. And, like, I have a hard time believing that the guys that are on the team now wouldn't want a Jaylen Brown there, because he seems like someone that, you know, gets along with everyone in the league pretty well. And considering his co-star and Jason Tatum is on the roster, but like again, I mean, I don't want to take anything away from Derek White also, because he is a really good player and he's a glue guy and he dives on the loose balls and he's very strong defensively and he does not need to be the guy to take the shot. He doesn't need to be the guy to take the last shot. He doesn't care to be the guy to take the last shot. He cares about winning and winning only. So I'm by no means, just because I'm saying that I think Jaylen Brown should have went, but that means that I don't think that Derek White should be there, because he absolutely deserves to be on that team. by all means, he's a fantastic player.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it's a Nike situation with Phil Knight. They're very, very thin skin. They don't like being criticized. You know, they pay you know, pennies or very few dollars on the hour wage. You know, sweatshops. I mean, it's a mess.
It's so soft. All these companies I don't mean to interrupt. Like, they're just so soft nowadays.
Fine.
Like, it's just insane to me. Like, okay, so the guy said some things about stuff that you don't like. So it's you said something to me that I don't like. You're not going to be on the team. It's like the classic, like, the kid who shows up and doesn't get a call and takes his ball home so no one else can play. Like, what are we doing here? Come on.
Yeah, but worse than that, and I agree with you, worse than that, though, is that USA Basketball kowtows and acquiesces to Nike's their whim, every single whim. So, you know, they're basically calling the shots, and it's ridiculous. It is. And that's why I love Barkley and Shaq. You know, they tell it the way it is. But you know what?
Yeah.
It's just like, let these games begin. You know, the women's, I mean, Caitlin Clark is left off the women's team, and because Jennifer Rosati cannot stand the idea. These older women players cannot get their head around the fact that she's closing in on $60 million endorsements. Get over it. What is she supposed to do? Turn the money down? She doesn't cause any trouble. Now, you know, Caitlin is, you know, obviously the stress has gotten to her. The whole thing with Reese is, you know, people want to throw out a racial inclination there, which is a disgrace. But this is the world we're in right now. And it doesn't mean we have to sit here and accept it, so we illuminate it. But I don't want to deprive the audience, because I know you've got a good insight on this. I am so excited for England-Spain. Copa, I think, will be great on Sunday night. But let's start with Euro, and I want to get a quick preview. We're up 5 or 6 minutes, so we got to keep it nice and snug here. You know, what I'm listening to over in Europe right now, Talk Sport, England obviously feels like this would be just, you know, 58 years of just total misery. A lot at stake for them. They feel like they strategically can pull it off. Let's get a quick take on England, the Three Lions against the Spaniards. Let's hear.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen my entire life of watching soccer, a flip of the script like this. I mean, these fans were at the neck of the players and the manager. I don't think it's tough to think back on a more frustrated fan base than the English fans were coming out of the group stage with how they were playing. And even after the first knockout round game, and now it's almost like, you know, they believe, and rightfully so. I mean, that last performance was fantastic. I think that this was certainly their toughest opponent that they have faced in this tournament thus far. But now they have momentum, and that's a very interesting thing. And you know, we saw it in the FA Cup this year, you know, with United playing Man City, where, you know, United were the very clear underdog. Nobody wrote them to even have a chance to win that game. And they came in and they took it home, and, you know, they played well and they showed up on the day that they needed to show up. And that's really all that matters. You know, we can sit around and pick and predict on what's going to happen. But ultimately, like, when push comes to shove on a day like this, on a game, like, you know, in a game like this, these players are going to show up, man, on both sides as well. And it's going to be very interesting because England are a well-organized defensive team. I'm very, very curious to see if they continue with three in the back. I think they have to, just because it really has allowed them to operate so much more smoothly in the final third and in possession. I'm very intrigued to see if he sticks with Saka at the right wing back, because, you know, coming up against him down that sideline will be Nico Williams, who's been an absolute stud the entire tournament. And I'm very interested to see who they put on the left, because Trippier is not a naturally left-footed player, and he's going to be going up against Lamine Yamal, who he pretty much just announced himself to the world. For those who didn't know, you certainly know now what this kid is capable of. And I just expect it to be an amazing game, man. I haven't been this excited for a game in a very long time. I'm rooting for England. I want them to get it done. I love Kobe Mainoo so much, man. This kid is an absolute star. I have never seen an English player who plays for Manchester United be universally as loved as he is from all the fan bases. I mean, he's getting more praise than I've ever seen a player get at, you know, 19 years old. He's running the midfield for England. He's been, by far, in my opinion, their best player in that midfield. He's outperforming Jude. He's outperforming Declan Rice. He's a 100% starter in this game. I mean, he has only not completed 5 of his passes in this tournament. He has the highest passing percentage in the Euros since they started keeping that stat, and he's 19 years old. I mean, he plays so calmly. He's so neat and tidy with the ball. He does not give it away, but they're going up against an absolute monster in Spain, who are also playing very well and have a ton of momentum and just went through significantly more difficult teams to get to this final than England had to go through. So this one should be a shootout. I think there's going to be a lot of goals. I think it's going to be a very open game. But England are going to have to play A-plus if they want to stand a chance to beat Spain, because I think Spain can play at a B-plus level and take down England. But England cannot make any mistakes. They have to be sharp. They have to play well. The manager is going to have a lot of pressure on him to make the right substitutions and put the right lineup out there. But this will be a thrilling game, and anyone that has the opportunity to watch it should absolutely drop what they're doing and make sure that they're sitting in front of the television when this one kicks off.
All right, we're out of time. We will therefore then take Argentina, Colombia to the hilt tomorrow on a Friday, and then a debut of a Saturday night soccer hour, which is just going to be absolutely awesome. Great job out of you, Tyler. Have a good night. We will talk to you down the road here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Talk soon.
You got it, and away we go. And it's interesting how so much going on in the world of sports. And you see the Biden news conference just dominating social media right now, as the whole country, I think, braces for a news conference, which these normally are like, ho-hum, right? Unless you're a political junkie. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll steer clear of that. Dom right around the corner here on Sports Overnight.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw, well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Get the latest on Euro 24 and Copa all week long right here on Sports Byline USA. This is Tyler Levine. Join me throughout the week on Sports Overnight America starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I break down all the action. You get opinions, analysis, and passion like you've never heard before for the greatest sport in the world, soccer. Hey, I don't mind if you listen just for the kicks. Euro 24, Copa right here on Sports Byline and worldwide on American Forces Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at burn.blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
All right, Rocket Mortgage, with $10,000 in your pocket or your bank account for your closing costs with the purchase of a new condo, new home. Check it out. Maybe you're buying an investment property. Rocket Mortgage, rates are going to ultimately start coming down, and they'll help you with the closing costs up to $10,000 at rocketmortgage.com. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez will join the fray here momentarily. I got a couple questions for him. He was at Giants Jays. They played, there was matinee games today, and the big one was Paul Skeens again, second time in, well, he's had 11 starts, I think I read, 99 pitches. Second, no, that he's been, you know, no reason to take him out other than pitch counts. And I don't know. I've heard both sides. I get it. You know, you want to preserve, you know, golden arm talent. I get it. Steven Strasburg, though, was just one of those guys who could never get healthy. He just had chronic arm problems. There's been a million guys like him. I could name names, you know. I mean, my God, Wayne Garland back in the 70s. It just had guys that were, you know, snake bitten. But then you have other guys that are just, you know, maybe you build up arm strength by instead of soft pedaling your pitch count, and you know, you go 120, you go 130. I don't know. If I'm a ticket buyer and I'm at the game, I'd be disappointed. But this is what they do. NBA players sit out. You know, they take rest. You know, it, you know, and if I'm a team owner and I see that, then you know what? Then you know, my payroll department's going to take a rest when it comes time for negotiations. I don't know, Dom. I sound like a bitter old guy, but it just drives me nuts. But if you were the owner of the Pirates, what would you instruct your manager to do when it comes to your prized golden arm talent in Paul Skeens? Adhere to pitch counts or delight the fans with possibly a guy throwing two no-hitters, and we're not yet into August? Let me hear. I'm dying to hear.
As the owner, take care of my long-term investment. That's all that matters. When my team is not in a position to win the World Series yet, when we're rebuilding, and I have this guy who appears by all accounts to be a transcendent mm-hmm. talent, take yes. care of him. He's in his first season. He's had 11 career starts. Take care of him. I don't want to. And here's the thing. Yeah, the no-hitter's disappointing. You can argue about the pitch count, but he's also going to be on an innings limit this year. That's the other thing that you have to, you know, contribute. You save a couple innings here, a couple innings there. All of a sudden, hey, that's another five innings for another start that we have later down the road. So I'm protecting him at all costs. I'm sorry, fans, but you get to be dazzled for the seven innings, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, tell me about Oracle last night. Now, Eric Clement looks like he's turning into or is it Ernie? Let me see. I got to get my names right.
But, Ernie.
Ernie, excuse me. He turned into Ernie Banks. Ernie Clement, three-run homer, second straight night. A lot of runs scored. We had a walk-off the other night with a wild pitch. Off a pass ball, blah, blah, blah. How was your experience at Oracle? I'm dying to hear.
It was a good time. The weather was beautiful, not very cloudy. It didn't get too cold at any point. My food was good. But overall, the product on the field was hard to watch. The Logan Webb had literally his worst start of the season, so lucky me getting to see that. Brett Wisely made two errors at shortstop, and they weren't errors that were, you know, two outs, no one on, just costing Logan Webb some extra pitches. No, they were costly, and runs did score because of the errors. And the bats didn't do a whole lot. They scored a couple early runs. You had the late doesn't matter solo shots in the ninth. Overall, it was a game that I kind of expected from the Giants. I was hopeful that they were going to win, especially with Webb on the mound, but it's a flawed team. But overall, I had fun. Yeah, I was talking with my friend. hadn't been there for a regular season game since 2022, so it had been a minute.
You know, we're approaching 2 weeks out from the trading deadline. You might have seen a Toronto team that could, I mean, Springer's name is being brought up, Guerrero's name is being brought up, Justin Turner's name is being brought up, Bichette's name is being brought up. I mean, we could, that Toronto Blue Jay team that you saw last night, and it wrapped up with a matinee game today at Oracle, a 5-3 winners Toronto. You may not see that team look like that very, very quickly here. And that's around baseball. So a comment on that, but what will the Giants do? Do they have anything to peddle? Because, I mean, they're not going anywhere. I wonder what their stance will be. I'm curious. Let me hear.
I hope against all hope that they stay put or sell. I don't want them to buy. This is not a team that's going to win the World Series unless you add a player like Aaron Judge, which, guess what? They're not doing that. So I hope they either sell some assets, even the fan favorite guys. Thanks for your service, but it's okay. Like a Wilmer Flores guy, somebody like that. If they move him, I'm okay with it. I know the fan base will be up in arms. How dare you get rid of Wilmer Flores? He's a real forever Giant. I'm like, I like Wilmer Flores, but he gets hurt a lot now. He doesn't hit like he did a couple years ago. I have no more attachment to him. So I hope they're sellers. Not that they have a lot of great assets to sell, but I hope they don't overpay and do something stupid to try to compete this year. That'll make me irritated.
Interesting. All right. Weigh in on Jaylen Brown. Played over in Berkeley at Cal. Does a lot in the inner city, in the African-American community in Boston. He has done so much charitable work. I get it. You know, he got sideways with Nike. This stuff drives me nuts. You know how I feel about Caitlin Clark. I love hearing people's opinions. I'm dying to hear, Dom, what you have to say. Jaylen Brown, I'm sorry, and I'm not killing Steve Kerr, but he and Grant Hill, this is not the right call. This is not the right call. Jaylen Brown belongs on that Olympic team. Let me hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I think he's got a legitimate gripe about it, but how about Jaylen Brown? Poor guy. Snubbed on the cover of NBA 2K, Jason Tatum's on it, and snubbed twice twice for the Olympic team. He did win a championship, so I guess that's fine. But not a great couple of weeks for him in regards to, being overshadowed by his teammates. Tyler was mentioning they may have been going for a glue guy like Derek White. That's very true. I'll say they might have been going for a guy who can handle the ball, too. That's not Jaylen Brown's forte. That's not to take anything away from him, but Derek White is a better ball handler. He's a better passer. I'll say their defense is comparable, so I am a little surprised. I think he's got a legitimate case, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over Jaylen Brown not being selected. It's unfortunate, but it's not a travesty in my eyes.
No, it isn't. It's just I'm more disturbed at if what's going on, the backstory, and it sounds like it's true, who knows? It's so politicized. Will you get pumped up about our Olympic basketball teams, both on the men's side and the distaff side? Will you watch the women and men in Paris? Will you get excited about this? Because both of these squads should cruise to gold. And it will be, in my opinion, a major disappointment if not. Now, a lot of people say, well, look out. France is going to be good. I think Spain was the other one I read will be good. I don't know. But I do like, and I've heard it said, it's different. And it might have gone into Derek White being named over Jaylen Brown, that the FIFA style of basketball that you see at the Olympics is a very difficult game to adjust to. For some players, for some coaches, let's hear. Are you going to watch it? And what do you think about FIFA potentially making the game a different game, at least in some idiosyncratic way? How about that?
All right, yeah. So really quick, it's FIBA.
FIBA. Did I say FIFA?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. FIBA. We got the Euros and Copa America on our minds. FIFA's gotcha. Soccer.
FIBA.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it. If it's on and I'm around, cool, I'll throw it on, but I'm not going to record it. I'm not going to go out of my way. And I think you're wrong. You said it'll be a disappointment if they don't win. I disagree with you. I think it'll be an utter failure if both teams don't win, especially the women's team. But I'm not gonna, you know, ride or die when it comes to the Olympics. I'm into it for the Olympic sports. I know basketball is part of the Olympics, but I can get basketball almost any other time. I'm in for the track and field events. I'm in for some of the gymnastics. I'm in for the swimming. Give me the things that are not easily accessible to me. I am rooting for the U.S. teams, obviously, but it's one of those ones where I expect them to win, and if I invest too much in it and they don't win, there will be nothing but disappointment for me. And if they win, I'm like, all right, cool, I expected it. So it's a weird thing where I'm like, yeah, cool, I'll watch it. I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it, though.
Yeah, and a solid take there, and I agree. But here's what, and it would be a failure. I'm not disagreeing with that. It'd be a colossal failure. I totally agree. I admit, I've been in here griping about controversy. That's the one thing, though. You can almost set your calendar to set your, you know, your recording device on your TV. You're going to have judges. You are going to have referees, officials, rules, interpretations. This is where the Olympics gets juicy for me, Dom. And I guess my question for you is, I eat up the controversy. I really do, because, and here I am griping about the political nature of Jaylen Brown and some of the other things, and Caitlin Clark and Rosati and this, that, and the other thing. But controversy is a huge element of the Olympic competition. Whether it's summer, winter, does not matter. I will guarantee you we will be talking about things that are controversial. Do you get into that, or do you detest it, the controversy, which is going to rear its ugly head?
Oh, I don't detest the controversy. I'm always down for a little bit of tea, a little bit of what's going on, what's somebody doing, what they shouldn't be doing. I'm not going to say I live for it. I think there's definitely going to be, you know, at least at minimum a couple talking points coming out of it, because like you said, happens every time. When you get the best athletes in the world at what they do, competing and trying to be the best in the world, shenanigans happen, and it'll make for an interesting news cycle for, you know, 72 mm-hmm. hours, and then it'll be completely forgotten about, and no one will ever remember it unless it's an absolutely chaotic type of news thing.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Great job there. All right, let's preview the weekend. What do we got? Obviously, as we go Thursday into a Friday, soccer is going to loom large. Tyler Levine will be with us. Nico Phipsas will also be with us. Again, a native of Athens, Greece, came into the country, into Philadelphia, and really bringing a nice, solid take and coverage of both the Euro 2024 final, which will be Spain and England. And I'll tell you, this network, we have really embraced this. I know we have other guys, Rick Tittle and Dom, very, very strong on not only soccer here stateside, but globally. Fantastic coverage. But listening to other networks, it's interesting. The cultural difference. Talk Sport in England they are just giddy. New government installed there, and you'd never know it. You would never know it. And what I meant to do today was check out the Fleet Street Journalism, the Daily Mirror, the Times, the Independent, the Star, the Sun, all the tabloids, and see. And I will delve into that. Friday, what do we got? More Tyler. We got some special guests coming up. James Patterson, the all-time, I'll say one of the leading, if not number one in terms of his novels. James Patterson is going to join us. I believe it's next week, and we're excited about that. He's got a book about Tiger Woods, so we look forward to that. All right, he's Dominic Jimenez. I'm Marty Terrell. I'll come back with Screaming and Screaming. What's on in the world of sports this evening, into the weekend, here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
If you weren't with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip.
I told her, get with the program. Walk and play like a slow jam.
At
attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Yeah, what is it with teams like Baltimore when the Cubs, who come in on a downer or maybe staring down the barrel of a sweep, the Red Sox, you know, they've won, what, six or seven straight against Oakland, which isn't saying much, but last night they had won six or seven. It's unbelievable. I mean, it really is. You know, as bad as Oakland is, there's a worse team, the White Sox, and yet I find myself here in the Midwest. I get them on NBC Sports Chicago. You know, if there's nothing else on, I go there just to see how bad they are. Every time I turn on the White Sox, they're beating Cleveland. I mean, they've won, what, 26, 27 games this year. I feel like I've seen them win every single time. That's not true, of course, but that's what it feels like. The most analyzed event tonight will be President Biden's press conference performance. Polls out now say 2/3 of Americans think he should bow out. I like to steer clear of politics. This you just can't ignore. You just can't ignore. Our country is so messed up and so divided. So count me among those who just can't stay away. It's like driving down the road and seeing an accident. I'm a rubbernecker. I slow down to look. I do. And this is like a bad dream. It really and truly is. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Again, Saturday night, we're going to debut a full hour of soccer. Again, you'll hear more of this coming up in September. You're starting to hear some new names on this program. I really appreciate the job that our group has put together here with Sports Overnight America and the assistance of Dom and Daniel Ogden and Bailey Peck and, you know, Ron Barr and Darren Peck. It's just, we got a great, great group of people working so hard, and so I'm very grateful for that. For the whole crew, I am Marty Terrell. Enjoy the games tonight, wherever they may be, or watching and streaming. We're back at it tomorrow on a weekend edition here. Sports Weekend. Adios.